everybody. Welcome to another Radio Muncie. Les Brown and his band of renown, and a thing called I'm Riding High, kicking off another Radio Munson from just outside of Tucson, Arizona this evening, a little ways up Dove Mountain on GLT. We're here till 9 o'clock Central Time, and I'm glad you're along. Our last show of 2016. We're riding high, riding out of the desert and into the Radio Munson West studios here this evening. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty good tonight. I've got the world on a string.
Rainbow, got a string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see, I'm in love. Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on the string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. I'm in love. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a soul that I myself if I should ever let go.
In 1978, and Sassy was at the top of her game when she recorded an album called How Long Has This Been Going On? And that was one of the tunes in the album. She had a dream rhythm section for her great voice, including Oscar Peterson on piano, the great Joe Pass playing guitar, and Ray Brown on bass, and Louis Belson was the drummer. Yeah, has the world on a string. Might as well have, because I think winter is pretty much set in. And you need a sort of a longer horizon now. You have to think a little further out ahead, especially when the river's frozen over. Witness Frank Stallone with Billy May's arrangement.
I left her by the River Saint Marie. We pledged our love until eternity, along the pebble pathway to her door. We kissed and then we kissed again and parted on the shore. The Angelus rings out across the sea. I saw her kneel and say a prayer for me. When winter's gone, that spring is on. I will meet her by the River Saint Marie. Hey, hey!
left her by the river, said Marie. We planned our love until eternity, along the pebble pathway to her door. We kissed and then we kissed again and partied on the shore. The Angelus rings out across the sea. I saw her kneel and say a prayer for me. When winter's gone and spring is on, I will meet her by the river. We will meet by the river, said Marie.
Frank Stallone and Billy May and his band here on Radio Munson on GLT, working our way through the last Thursday in 2016 with Jonah Jones here. It's all sparkling tonight on Radio Munson. Have it all, not just baubles, but the bangles and beads as well. Jonah Jones playing trumpet. He revived his career in the 1960s with a whole string of hit albums, but he'd been a great trumpeter for Jimmy Lunsford's band, and most notably by Cab Calloway's band. He played with Cab for a number of years. I'm not sure who these trumpeters are, but because Glenn Miller had a whole stable of them with his band. By the time that 1941 rolled around, Billy May was one of them, and Ray Anthony was one. I think it's Johnny Best who did the solo work on Limehouse Blues, however. We'll be right back. 1941. And the Limehouse Blues. I mentioned Johnny Best, I'm pretty sure was the trumpet player there. It was Tex Beneke on tenor sax and Ernie Caceres on alto. And Wilbur Schwartz played the clarinet solo there. And Maurice Pertill was the drummer for Glenn Miller's band, circa 1941. Let's do a little Glenn Miller encore here. This being the 29th of December, 2016, it has to be this one.
But Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who likes to see men suffer. Tease 'em, thrill 'em, torture and kill 'em is her delight, they say. Well, I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. She's hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A. In old Savannah, I said Savannah, the weather there is nice and warm. The climate's of a southern brand, but here's what I don't understand. They got a gal there, a pretty gal there, who's colder than an Arctic storm. Got a heart just like a stone. Well, even icemen leave her alone. They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. A leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who likes to see men suffer. Tease 'em, thrill 'em, torture, kill 'em is her delight, they say. Well, an evening spent with Hannah sitting on your knees is being in Alaska in your BVD. Hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A. They say they call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A.
That's K-Star, pretty tough lady herself, with Ben Alexander's band, and the story of hard-hearted Hannah. You know, we lost K-Star just last month. She was 94. K-Star was an... How many years had she been singing? She was born Catherine Laverne Starks on a reservation in Doherty, Oklahoma. Her dad, Harry, was a full-blooded Iroquois Indian. Her mom, Annie, was of mixed Irish and American Indian heritage, some Cherokee, some Choctaw. When her dad got a job in Dallas, moved the whole family there, and her mom was raising chickens to help bring some food into the house, and Kay would serenade those chickens in the coop. Kay's aunt was so impressed, Kay was just 7 years old at the time, that she got a hold of Dallas radio station WRR, who invited Kay in for her first talent competition, which she just took by storm. In a very short time, she had her own 15-minute radio show. She was only 7 years old. By 10 years old, she was making $3 a night, pretty good salary during the Great Depression. Kay's father changed jobs, moved the family to Memphis, and she was singing Western swing music soon after at the Memphis radio station, WMPS. Fans misunderstood her name. They heard Kay Stark, but they thought they were hearing Kay Star. So they were misspelling her fan mail when they addressed it to her, and her family said, let's just give in to it. Let's just call her Kay Star from now on. Joe Venuti, the violinist, band leader, brought his band into the Peabody Hotel in Memphis and signed a contract which called for his band to feature a girl singer, which he didn't have. So Joe sent his road manager out to listen to some singers, and the road manager heard K-Star on the radio and recommended her. She was still in junior high school. Joe Venuti said, I want to sign her up to travel with our band. Her parents insisted on a midnight curfew. She was 15 years old. She went on to play with or sing with Bob Crosby, very briefly with Glenn Miller, but mostly she was with Joe Venuti for the next few years. She finished high school in Memphis, then moved to Los Angeles, signed a contract in 1943 with Charlie Barnett's band, and was with them for, I think, maybe 3 years. In 1946, she went out on her own. In 1947, she signed a contract with Capitol Records. She was still only 24 years old. Capitol then had signed a bunch of girl singers, including Peggy Lee and Ella Mae Morse and Joe Stafford and Margaret Whiting. K-Star was not the top banana there, but still had a number of hit records and went on to a career that lasted decades. She was still singing well into her 80s. Interesting lady, K-Star. Here's a song that was one of her favorites when she was with Charlie Barnett's band. Although she didn't sing the lyrics to the song, Charlie Barnett made a hit out of the song called Cherokee. It was written by Ray Noble, a British band leader, and Henry Mancini does it here. Henry Mancini's music and a song that Ray Noble wrote back in 1938. Ray Noble, a British band leader, published it in 1938. It was originally intended as the first of five movements for an Indian suite. It was to be Cherokee, Comanche War Dance, Iroquois, Seminole, and Sioux. And it has been performed, but Cherokee, the first movement, got recorded a lot, including that one, featuring Larry Bunker on vibes, and of course, Mancini himself playing piano. Plaz Johnson was a guy on tenor sax, Pete Candoli on trumpet, and Jack Sperling was the drummer. It's Radio Munson here on GLT from just outside of Tucson tonight. Hope you're having a good time. This is our last program for 2016. Here's one of the great album cuts of the year. It was when the French-born singer, Cyril Aimé, sang on an album with Curtis Stigers, featuring Stigers' tenor saxophone, which he doesn't play all that often anymore, and the trumpet of Scrapper Schneider.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel like spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual.
The moment that you speak, I want to go and play hide and seek. I want to go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon.
You and I are just like a couple of tots
running across the meadow,
picking up lots of forget-me-nots.
Make me feel so young.
You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today.
Cause you make me feel so young.
Songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray,
even when you're old and gray,
I'm gonna feel the way I do
today.
Cause you make me feel so.
You make me feel so young.
Très jeune, baby.
Oui, merci, je sais, je sais.
You make me feel so old. You make me feel so young. Here we go now.
Oui, oui, merci, merci.
Curtis Stigers with Surreal MA. From an album, I said of this year, but it was really 2014, called Hooray for Love, under Curtis Stigers' name. Here on Radio Munson, glad you're with us this evening. Here's something by Benny Goodman's band from 1936 with his singer Helen Ward. That's Benny Goodman's band with Helen Ward on Radio Munson from 1936. Here's a song that Jimmy Lunsford's band did the same year. Thank you.
the wells call,
whippoorwill,
and evening is nigh.
Buddy, hurry to mine. Ooh, heaven, I turn to the right. Oh, little white light, lead you to my blue heaven. You see a smiling face, fireplace, cozy room, little nest that nestles where, oh, nest that nestles where the roses bloom. Molly and me, baby makes three, stuff is there and it's mellow in my blue heaven.
Molly
and me, we're happy, just we three.
George Shearing's quintet with the brass section from Billy May's band, just the brass section. And Lulu's back in town. No surprise there. A lot of people coming and going at their old hometowns, to and from their old hometowns during this holiday season. But Lulu? I don't know. George Shearing was born of poor parents in the Battersea section of London, and emigrated to the United States, I think it was in about the mid-1940s, and was such a prolific pianist. Became a naturalized citizen of the USA in 1956. Passed away about 5 years ago. Before the break, it was Jimmy Lunsford's band, and a song that Cy Oliver arranged, with a little vocal trio harmonizing there, with Trummy Young and Dan Grissom and Willie Smith from the Lunsford Band. Here's a song from that same era, redone just a couple of years ago, featuring Rebecca Kilgore on vocal with pianist John Sheridan and his band.
It's light. If you ain't sure, you might. Gotta be this or that. If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't bang, it's frank. Gotta be this or that. Who can it be if it ain't? no, it's not your mother. Can't you see it's got to be one way or the other? Tell me what I must know. If you don't like, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be this or that. It's new. If it ain't me, it's you. If it ain't much, it's few. Gotta be this or that. If it ain't sea, it's land. If you ain't praised, you're panned. If it ain't fresh, it's canned. It's gotta be this or that. Who can it be if it ain't me? I know it's not your mother. Can't you see it's got to be one way or the other? No. If you don't like, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. Gotta be this or that. Gotta be this or that. Gotta be this or that.
John Sheridan's Dream Band, that was John playing piano with Becky Kilgore doing the vocal. That's a song that Benny Goodman's band did back in the 1930s. Who'd we hear there? Dan Barrett and Russ Phillips, two guys playing trombones, Randy Reinhardt on cornet, Dan Block on tenor saxophone, Ron Hockett on clarinet, Eddie Erickson on guitar. I'm not sure who I'm missing. There are several others, part of John Sheridan's Dream Band. It's Radio Munson here on GLT every Thursday night, you know, from 7 to 9, Central Time. Hope you're doing well here as the year comes to a close and are anticipating a great New Year's Eve and New Year's Day this weekend. And the extra holiday on Monday, you get that extra day, right? Yeah, I mean, you have to be home to watch the Rose Bowl that day. Here's a legendary singer doing a song that a legendary writer wrote, Duke Ellington, and Ellington's collaborator Bob Russell wrote the lyrics. And Mark Murphy interpreted.
Someone told someone, and someone told you. But they wouldn't hurt you, not much. But since everyone tells the story with his own little personal touch, do nothing till you hear. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam of anyone's dream is over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others, you've heard. I haven't a chance. I've been seen with someone new, but does that mean that I've been untrue? The way I feel, the words in my reveal how I feel about you. Some kiss may crowd my memories, other arms reach out to me. But please do nothing till you hear it from me. And you never will.
Mark Murphy, here on Radio Munson. Was Jack Teagarden a trombonist, or was he a blues singer, or was he a jazz singer? Probably all three of those would be the best answer. Jack Teagarden. Here's a recording that Teagarden made of a W.C. Handy song, which was written 100 years ago this year, 1916, about Beale Street, the Beale Street Blues. Joe Venuti had a band, the jazz violinist, featuring Eddie Lang, the guitar player, And on this session, Benny Goodman came in to play clarinet, and Jack Teagarden and his brother Charlie played. Jack played trombone, Charlie Teagarden played trumpet on the Beale Street Blues.
Married men would have to take their beds and walk, except one or two who never drink that booze, and the blind man on the corner who sings his Beale Street Blues. Well, I'd rather be there than any place I know. Oh, well, I'd rather be there than any place I know. New York might be all right, but Beale Street's paved with gold. I said it's paved with gold. I was born down in Texas, raised in Tennessee. Oh, I was born in Texas, raised in Tennessee. And I ain't gonna let no one woman make a fat mouth out of me. I said a fat mouth out of me.